December 7th, 1973, morning walk.
Last 150 years, one of the major problems of Western theologians has been the relationship between reason and faith. They've been seeking to understand faith through reason, but they have not been able to come to any terms with the relationship between their reasoning abilities and faith. So there's been like a leap, almost a rejection of any kind of...
You say, we are all walking on this street, so there is relation. The path is made for my walk. This is the relation with this road and myself. This is not made for for animals also. But at least we can take it away from that. So, for walking of time is good. So this is my relation. In this way, everything you search out, you find out some relation. Is it not? Can't understand this part. Everything you take is like, there is my soul. There is my village. I saw, and it is a part. So where is the difficulty to find out relationship with everything? Is there any difficulty?
They see one, Srila Prabhupada. The theologians perceive when they see that reason and faith are in two realms.
This is reason.
Yes.
That's everything they are using. Can you imagine it? How can it be that? If I have got relationship with everything, then I have got some relationship with God also. Try to understand this fact. Have we got relationship with God or not? If we have got relationship with everything of God's creation, then why not with God? Answer, any one of you.
Why was that?
Because you like God.
That is. We must have some relationship with God.
Basically,
huh?
Their point is that they can only have faith in God. Their reason tells them there's no God.
It must be. Faith may be false. There must be. Because we have got relationship with everything. Therefore, ultimately, everything is created by God.
That requires faith.
Huh? It is not faith. It is fact. Faith may be wrong. It may be right or wrong, but fact is fact.
When they say fact, they mean what they can perceive through their senses, grossly.
Yes, your senses. Senses. That is, our Krishna consciousness movement means that we have got relationship with God and senses, our senses. That is, Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevaran, Bhakti Ritual. When that senses are engaged, the supreme, in relationship, that is called bhakti. It is a question of senses, it is not gay. We apply everything, we go for our senses, just like the leg, we go, take our legs to the temple. We use our tongues for glorifying, for eating the prasada, every senses, that is bhakti. It is not sensuous, but engaging the senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses.
They say that's a faith.
That's not faith, that's fact.
They say when we offer prasadam,
yes,
it's just a faith that a God accepts it, because you cannot see God.
No, you cannot see, I see. I'm not a fool like you. I can see, therefore I offer. But you cannot see. So you have to, I have to open your eyes to come to me. That is our problem. You are blind. You are suffering with cataracts. I shall operate and you see also. You don't see, that does not mean I don't see. Why do you have to do like that? You may be full rested. You are a rascal and you are the biggest scientist. He's a big rascal. He's a big rascal. Sounds true to Purusha for you. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavata. Sabir Varaha Uska Kharai Samskruta Purusha Pasu. You know these us? Explain.
People who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses glorify non-devotees.
Yes. They, anyone, non-devotee, he's a big camel, a big dog, a big swine, like that. So, these people who are praising them, they are also cats and dogs and swines, and the leader is also big swine. That is the difference. The so-called scientist, philosopher, is a big animal, that's, but he is an animal.
They say, we're just dreamers. They say that we're just dreamers.
Dreamers.
We make up fantasies about God and heaven, but...
Why fantasy? You have no brain to understand that that's why you so fancy.
Well, their common ground of objectivity is what they can perceive with the senses.
Yes, you can sense. You perceive with the senses is fact. But who has made this fact? You have not made. Why you are so fool that you don't understand this? This sense here is the perception, direct perception. This water, vast water, direct perception. Who has made it?
I say, if it was made by God, we'd be able to see Him just like the sand.
Yes, but you have to get the eyes, that I say, because you're blind, you're cataract. I have to operate, you see, you come to treatment. Therefore, the Shastra says, go to Guru and be treated and try to understand. But how you can see with your blind eyes, cataract eyes?
Well, that vision, that seeing is super mundane. They only consider it a mundane.
Yes, 1 month, and everything is 1 month. Because how do you know that there is nothing in this life? Now you say it is bitter. Your eyes is deficient, it is not bitter. There is any marable planet, but you cannot see. You cannot see, you are blind. Therefore, because it is not in your power to see, you have to hear from me. Yes, there are millions of stars there. You have to accept it. You cannot see. But because you cannot see, that doesn't mean that it is better. It is deficiency of your senses.
Well, they'll admit that, but they say still we cannot, even though we are ignorant of some things, we still cannot accept what we can't see.
Right.
Because what we're told may be wrong.
Maybe wrong, that is a misfortune. But the process is there. Your senses cannot approach. You have to hear from authority. That is the process. But if you don't approach authority, you approach a cheater, that is your misfortune. But the process is where your senses cannot act, you have to approach authority. That is the process.
But they want experimental knowledge.
Huh?
They want experimental knowledge.
Yes, this is experimental.
This is your proof.
No, why not? That's what I gave you. This water, this sand, it is practical. Now you must know somebody has made it.
Well, the difficulty is in a group of atheists, you can't prove God.
Atheists keep them on their face. Those who are reasonable, that everything see that somebody has made. So this sand is also made by somebody, the water is also made by somebody. The sky is also made by somebody. Now find out who is the somebody. That is not.
They do not want to transcend limits. They do not want to transcend.
There is no possible answer. Practical. Everything you see, it is made by somebody. The stick is made by somebody. The cloth is made by somebody. So this must be made by somebody.
They would say, present me to somebody.
Huh?
So that I... They would say, present to me
yes.
to somebody.
I present so you. You have to take training from me. You have to make your eyes to see me. Very difficult. Yes. But if you refuse to be treated, if you don't go to the physician, then how will you are blind now. You're cataract. Now you have to treat. The surgical operation. That the Gana Sinsaguru Meva Vigache. It is the Indian side.
That step requires faith.
Not faith.
Practice.
If you learn to, if you want to learn something, you must go to this path. That's not faith. It's fact. You cannot learn anything by yourself. That's not faith.
If someone is actually sincere, can he be cheated or will he always get a bona fide view?
No, if he's sincere, he'll get
bona fide.
Yeah. Guru Krishna. Pipaya paya bhakti lata bhija. Guru and Krishna. Krishna is within you. As soon as he sees that you are sincere, he'll give you the right person.
If you're not completely sincere, you might get a Guru Maharaj.
Huh?
If you're not completely sincere.
Yes. Because you want to be cheated, you go to the cheater. That's right. Vijathanam prabhatyante tam sutriyo vajama. Krishna is intelligent, super intelligent. If you are a cheater, he'll cheat you. He'll cheat you, first class. He'll cheat Krishna. But if you actually sincere, then he'll give you the right thing. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mattas vishujyanam apuhanam. So everything is coming from smriti, remembrance, and forgetfulness. If you are a cheater, Krishna will give you such intelligence that you will forget Krishna forever.
Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
So it is so.
Prayers of feather flock together.
Yes.
And cheaters flock together.
Yes. Same feather flock together.
The thing is, our philosophy is as supportable as theirs, because they're in control. They have the dominance.
Who has dominance?
The atheists.
Atheists? One kick of Maya is finished. One this kick. The dominance all finished. In 1 second. No dominance. That is Maya. We are under control, but thinking that we are seized. That is karma. That is karma. They are under full control, but they are thinking they are free. That is Maya. Mohini. Mohini is Sita. What is that verse?
Asuring Mohini. Rakshasi.
Mogasa.
Mogasa.
Moga Karmana. Moga Jnana. Because that will, all their hope will be frustrated. Mogasa. Because they are rascals, rasuring, atheists, all their hopes will be frustrated. And that is being done. They are making so big it's left. Now it is going to be frustrated. You see?
Still they own want to come to the center.
Huh? Therefore they are rascal. Rascal means that power kicking on his face. He still insists. That is rascal. Rascal means that they will never take good lessons. That is rascal. And sensual means he takes good lessons. Ramana Duskitana Mula. And why they remain themselves? Because they are Duskitana. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. Don't you see? They're maintaining slaughterhouse, they're maintaining brothers, they're ruining everyone's life by self gratification. These are all sinful actions. Therefore, they remain radical person. They cannot improve. Because they are so sinful, they have to suffer, go to the darkest region. They will have to become worms of a stool that is awaiting. But they do not know how things are going on. They are thinking, I am not safe. We are safe. That is foolishness. That is radical.
Sir, you are not feeling all right?
Sure, sure.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Rakshan means that. You know this story. Kalidas, a great poet. He was a great Rakshan. So, it's a long story. So, he was sitting on the branch of a tree and cutting. So some gentleman was going to say, why you are cutting it? Fall down. No, I'll not fall down. But when he fell down, then he went to that gentleman, how did you know, sir, that I shall fall down? Then they concluded, here is a rascal number one. Here is a rascal. He do not know that God is going to hell. And that is rascal. By that so-called scientific advancement, philosophy, education, they're going to hell. That they do not know. Therefore, they're rascals. This is the definition of rascal. One who does not know where he goes.
If somebody goes in this train, don't go.
No, why can I not go? He's just. And the another rascal, yes, you can go. It's all right. That's what I talk about. As many ways you manifest it, it's all right. You can go this way. He's another rascal. This is.
How do we bring them to
this is Krishna consciousness. We Krishna consciousness and everything is gone. How we are speaking? Because we are taking shelter of Krishna, that's all. Mamindra Prabhupada Maya Mekam. As soon as we surrender to Krishna, all this Maya misconception will go. It will become right first in knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness. To become perfect man. Because there is guidance. The perfect guidance. So he becomes perfect. Hare Nama. Hare Nama. From this is statement on
Bhagavata Bhogi Jitatan comes from
because they cannot control their senses, therefore they are making progress towards the dark vision of hell.
Bhagavata Bhogi Jitatan
Punapunacharya. And repeatedly chewing the shield. They make one plan, it is frustrated, again make another plan. That is frustrated, again make another plan. But they will never agree to accept that these plans are all useless. That is Ashkenda. That is Ashkenda. Repeated, change the chief. The same woman, same vagina, and that is a pleasure. At home, and in the street, at the nightclub, and theater, the same like that.
We would say that that is braveness.
That is their rasilna. One more goes. Braveness, go to the Pacific Ocean and die. And go to hell. And that is their brave. That is their brave. They are bravely going to hell. That's there is a story. Palavana to bhayanak. One man is chasing another man. So the man he chased, he's asked, Playa, 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 So, am I afraid of you? Why shall I ask you? Why shall I go? Am I afraid of you? He's fleeing out of fear, but still he says, am I afraid of you? Am I afraid of you? Why shall I not? Why shall I stop? Really, I'm going to help. Why shall I stop? I'm brave.
Crazy.
Yes, crazy. This is spirit. He has to find me that I'm not a son of her. My address is very safe. That's how it goes. It's like when a man becomes crazy, ghostly haunted, he speaks all nonsense. Similarly, anyone who is under the influence of this material energy is crazy. He's crazy. Talks all nonsense. Our water got to the sea, Pacha Hamudu. This is what we are telling. Why you are being carried away from Maya? And you are beaten down and sometimes up, sometimes down. Why you are taking your life in that way? The Krishna asks every shastral letter. He simply accepted her and their guidance. But they learn it. Bhavanam janmanam te jnanam anvam kapudra. Therefore, one who accepts and surrenders unto Krishna after many, many years, what such struggle for existence, he is actually wise. He is actually wise.
Why is it that it's taken so long for a pure devotee to come to the West? Has the West been so sinful that no pure devotee has come before your divine grace?
Don't be sorry. You are so at that time you are so sinful that you could not receive a pure devotee.
Once in the lecture, a lady asked you why hadn't you come sooner?
Now the Western boys, they become not up to Western people. They are fortunate. Therefore, they receive Krishna. It is Krishna's desire that these people are suffering so much. Let some devotees come to them. So you are all devotees, you have come to join with them.
During the progress of evolutionary process, suppose that the individual soul, all come from the human platform, the individual soul, that is, all come from the human platform to some other lower species. But in the course of, again, evolutionary process, at some stage along the path, he'll come to Krishna consciousness.
That is the problem. What does that mean? To come to that end, Krishna consciousness. That is really only. If one misses his chance, then again, but the natural progress is that.
But ultimately, he will come to the consciousness.
Ultimately, everyone will come to Krishna. Not Krishna consciousness, but Krishna. At the end of this,
what?
Devastation.
Oh, they enter the body of Krishna.
Oh. They remain there.
That would be very good for devotees.
Huh?
That would be very good for devotees.
But they have not come. These bodies are bodily extension is so much. I think that's pretty.
Is that what?
Nice. Yeah. Let's see how they experience. They're not afraid of the ocean. Although they're very small. They know how to save it. Krishna is there within the heart. They're giving. Now get up.
At this is in the heart.
Yes. Very broad and clean. You can one flood the whole area. But no. Up to this, no more, sir. Under whose order they are working? There must be some control.
They would say it's under the control of the moon.
Huh?
Moon control.
Yes,
the
moon is controlled by whom?
Just by nature.
Huh? The nature is controlled by whom?
Who controls the moon?
That is answered in verbal. Maya thakshe na pasiti shriya teva satara. Nature is controlled by me. Therefore, he is absolute control. But he is not controlled by anyone. That's what he's asking. Just like a
Polishkar,
magnetic stone,
magnet.
Magnet.
It attacks. Iron fire.
But we are giving this power to this magnetic stone. You cannot do
it.
That is the answer. Nature is controlled by God.
They prefer to leave nature nondescript.
Huh?
They say or designate as nature, they prefer to leave that nondescript.
Why?
Nonspecific.
That means insufficient knowledge. They do not wish to describe it because your foolishness will be discovered.
No, sir, that I can do that. That is done by me.
In the case of a magnet, if I take a piece of iron and if I magnetize it by some electrical current, it will act as a magnet.
Yes, but the iron is not manufactured by me. Neither the magnetic stone is manufactured. You take nature's product and intellect. That is not your original creation. So what is carried to you? You can transform. That is in your hand. There are two things, material and spiritual. Inferior energy and superior energy. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava.
See, living entities have superior energy.
Why superior? They can take the materials and handle. They run the heart. That is your superior. You can take the matter and combine it and make something else. But that is the world. Matter and spirit. You have created your own body by your desire. So, that you can do, but the material body, you cannot see it. That is nothing.
Yes,
they are
trying to
make it. Again, trying.
God,
this is already there. What is the use of your trying? You sensing. Only this dog is barking, but one is trying to eat it.
Yes, sir.
But people will go to see the imitation barking by cartoons and chickens. And the real barking, then that is.
That is called new discovery.
New discovery, because barking is already there. What is new discovery? You are simply imitating barking. That's all. Barking is already there. What is discovery?
But that
imitation
is not new.
No. Imitation is flattered. That's all. Imitation is the best way of flattering. That's all.
Actually, they're proving our point because...
Yes.
As persons, they can imitate. They couldn't imitate God's creation.
Now, in your laboratory, by mixing hydrogen and oxygen, if you produce 1 ounce of water, so what is your credit? Here is past water already.
They say it was not done before, in the lab.
Then it is done already, otherwise, why do you know what I care? You do not know he did it. That is your ignorance.
So, is it that?
Huh? Yes, it's envious. Foolish.
Yes, that means God must be able. But they are not able. Simply foolishness.
They have created artificial gems.
Just like you are a powerful man, I am a powerful man. I have become envious. That is allowed. But I am not powerful, I am trying to imitate you. It is foolish.
Okay. There's
things that
God didn't give me all the knowledge.
You
have to
make this water.
Because he wanted you to remain a fool. You want to. Because you are atheist, you wanted that you shall remain ever fool. That is God. His atheistic class, they remain always fool. Krishna gives him birth in such a family, in such a country, such a that he remains fools. He remains all of you. That's hidden, you know.
But it's like the Bible giving opinion on the science of medicine.
Huh?
It's like Bible giving opinion on the science of medicine. Because the materialistic person, they claim to be expert of material science. And still they want to get opinion on the spiritual science.
No, they are not even expert on material science. They are expert in bluffing others. Get ready for what?
I think that was not done before.
Huh?
Like telephones or this airplanes and these new discoveries.
Well, there are better telephones. You do not know it. Just like Sanjaya is sitting with his master, Dhritarashtra, and he's relaying all the war affairs going on. He asks, Kim akurvata Sanjaya, what did you do? What is your sitting, you know? What is your that telephone? It is telling his head within the heart. He's seeing everything and relaying. Bhagavad Gita is not true. Sanjaya Umas, Dhritarashtra Umas. Dhritarashtra inquired. Now, after meeting my sons and nephews, first, they are doing anything. Now, Duryodhana is going to see Dronacharya. Dronacharya says, and the Bhishma Deva. How does he say within the room? But you know that science?
But they will say that was only...
They may say, but we are putting some facts. He may say all nonsense. We are not going to accept.
But they say, well, we've improved our nature.
Huh?
By making things like plastics and medicines, we've improved
nature. All right. Very improvement.
Yes. Then there are people
were eating in silver plates, golden plates. And you have improved by plastic plates. These rascals can be understood by another rascal. Now we are not going to.
The plastic is a great problem because they can't get rid of it. The plastic has become a great problem because there's no way to dispose of it. So it just piles up and piles up. They can't get rid of it.
In the future, they're going to make plastic houses.
Yes.
Transparent. You can see everything from the house.
So what is the case there?
That's another day improvement.
Plastic depends on oil.
That is their foolishness. They're going to hell and still they're thinking improvement. This is their foolishness. Foolish means that he's going to hell, but he's thinking improvement.
More sincere that these people, scientists, said, we don't want to be taken out of this dream that with our senses and with all the machines built on senses, we will be able to make it. But they don't want to be taken out of that dream.
But they want, that is their foolishness.
They don't want to admit it.
Why not? They have to admit it. That's why I gave you the example. But you cannot see how many stars are there, but there are. If you say, I don't see it, I don't believe it, that is your foolishness. That is your foolishness. You have to admit that your senses are limited. They are not perfect. That is before the gates of the conditioned soul. He commits mistake, his illusion, his cheats, and his senses are imperfect.
But they say you try and try again.
But try how? Okay. You are diseased, but suppose you are suffering from cataract disease. So you can try, you'll be cured. He'll never be cured. You must go to a physician. He'll operate, surgical operation, then there is chance also. You cannot try. Then you won't try, but you'll never be cured.
But that is just what they do not want to accept.
Yes. But still he's not. That is foolishness. They do not take good advice. That is foolishness. Murkha. A rascal, if you give him good advice, he'll be angry. It's like a serpent. If you bring the serpent, and if you tell the serpent, my dear friend serpent, you live with me, I shall give you daily nice food, mint and banana, he'll be very pleased. So the result will be that his poison will increase. One day he'll say, So these rascals are like this.
But they don't give up hopes.
Huh?
They're almost hopeless.
That is foolishness. Their hopes are being frustrated every moment. You see, they're hoping. That is
Prophet, I once was distributing some of your literature to a library,
yes.
And the librarian said, if these are 5,000 years old, where is the proof of this? Do we have the copies that were written down 5,000 years ago?
This is a proof. You see. But if you close your eyes, that's like if somebody says, now, there is sunrise, light, and it is in darkness, he says, where is the proof? There is light. So, however, you please come out and see. So you read it, and there is a proof.
Even if you don't accept 5,000 years old, that doesn't diminish.
Simply read it. There is no question of 5,000, 10,000 old and new. Just see what is the knowledge there. Because they are fools. For them, this literature is meant. Lupasva jana. Vidyan chakre sattata sangita. Sir Bhagavata, their guidance theory is finished. Guidance theory is finished.
No, if they accept that there is a spirit soul, then guidance theory is also finished.
Okay.
Spirit soul, they don't like to accept it.
Yes.
Where the theologians are saying that if we say man is simply soul, not his body, we are not accepting the whole man. The whole man means a soul and body together.
Yes. He said, body, soul. Gross matter, subtle matter, and his spirit.
That is whole man.
Yes. That is whole creation by man, everything. Nature is not under his control. He is under nature's control.
They are foolish enough to try. They are foolish enough to try.
Yes.
They'll make houses in the moon now.
Huh?
On the surface of the moon,
yeah.
They'll make houses in a few years.
Yeah, what is it, Benny?
Plenty of space on the earth. Why do they have to go to the moon? Uh-huh. Plenty of space on the earth. Why do they have to go to the moon?
Because yeah. It was not done before. So they want to show it to the people.
Okay.
They want to show the power of science.
The power of science means imitating the barking of the dog. Dog is already barking, but they eat it and they become fat. This is their part. How they eat it, they saw.
But they will say, we are more advanced.
Yes.
They can eat it.
Yeah, that's all right. We are not so fools that we shall waste our time for imitation. We have what already real thing. Where should I go?
The imitations are cheap.
Not cheap. They're emitting and they're going to the. They're spending millions and millions. It's very dear, costly. First thing is imitation. And that imitation is very, very costly.
Yeah, very expensive.
Very expensive. So that is their foolishness. They will be satisfied with imitation, which is very costly.
There's millions of people on the earth.
You watch your heart, see the Prabhupada, there's a nice incident. There's a scientist from France, Pasteur. When he was about to be married, the same day, he forgot his own marriage day. Because he was working in his laboratory, doing experiments. So one of his friends reminded him, oh, Pasteur, your marriage day is today. So you come out from the lab and you have to go there. Then he went out and they got married.
It's Bengali power. Jargiye tar mone nai, baral loke ghum nai. The man who is to be married, he has forgot. And the neighbor, they are not thinking, oh, that man will be married, that man will be married. But he has forgot.
So people are saying that, see how sincerely he's working, take his example.
Yes. So he is not sincerely working. What he is working for some money. That's all. So everyone is working for money. What is the difference? If he is not paid for that, he will not work. Just like a dog is working for the master, for the bread. That's all. So he is working. Not for himself, not for others, but for his money. Or some ambition.
Yeah, prestige.
The prestige, yes, sir. We are on the beach, we are still
working much from.
Huh?
Working much?
Let's work here.
is it? In Bombay, sir. He has 42 miles from Juhu.
But there's a bestseller called I'm Okay, You're Okay. And the purport of this book is that if we simply pat each other on the back and tell each other how nice each other are, everything will be all right.
Yes. Mutual Prison Society. Mutual Prison Society.
Mutual admiration?
Yes.
Well, if I was talking to the dentist, there was a doctor in Switzerland, who had the same method. I'm better and better every day. And he had thousands of people who came there, and nothing was heard of him 10 years later.
Until he died.
Better and better every day.
Better, better, better. I'm going to die better very soon. Yahweh Krishna has shown that why you are thinking better? The death is before you. Janma Mithu Jarabhari Dukkho Dosha. That is real knowledge. Real knowledge means how I am better. The death is there. That is real knowledge. I'm going to die. I cannot stop it. That is real knowledge. And if somebody thinks that I'm better or that I'm going to die, then he's a fool. Better means to stop your death.